Greetings, Saints of God, as we continue to explore the topic grace, and we're looking at grace from the position of each letter of the word, trying to describe it using the process of dissecting each word letter and giving meaning to each letter to explore or define what grace is. We spoke that grace is a gift in previous episodes, as well as that grace is redemptive. Grace calls us to be redeemed. It is what rescues us, what delivers us, what rescues us. For by grace are you saved. Today we want to look at grace being amazing, amazing grace. Grace is amazing. It has no words to describe the enormity of it, the capacity of it. It's just simply amazing. John Newton, who was a slave trader, when he responded to God's grace, having measured up the evil that he would have done in selling humans like animals to the slave trade, recognizing God's goodness in his life, John penned the word, "Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see." John was writing from a place of redemption. John was writing from a place of acceptance of God's gift of grace. John understood what grace meant in causing him to deny ungodliness and worldly loss. He became sober enough because of the grace of God that he began a life of righteous living and sought to correct the error of the slave trade. John understood the amazing capacity of God's grace. John understood that it brought salvation. John understood that it was a gift that eradicated sin. The same grace is a grace that Paul refers to as the one that caused him to be who he was. When he penned the word, "I am what I am by the grace of God." My definition, my position, my life is as a result of what God's grace has done. None of us can take the credit for what God has done in our life. None of us can take the credit for God turning around our lives. None of us can take the credit for God's unmerited favor on our lives. None of us can beat our chests and take credit for the change that grace has brought about in our lives. Grace is amazing. Grace is a gift. It's redemptive. It is amazing. God can take a life from nothing and turn that life around to become a blessing. God can take one from zero and make them a superhero, if you want to put it that way. God can take the vilest sinner and turn that person into the richest saint. Many have testified how Jesus Christ transformed their lives and made it better. Somebody listening to this podcast today, you can receive the grace of God. It is applicable to every one of us. Nobody's exempted. God's grace is sufficient. God's grace is enormous. It's inexhaustible. We can't exhaust God's love and grace. I implore you this morning, lean on the grace of God so that you can receive forgiveness and obtain mercy and find grace to help. Others will believe that they are beyond God's redemptive power. Suicide doesn't have to take place because grace came to restore man to God. It's a reconcilable force. Grace is reconcilable. It brings us back into relationship with God. Grace is a powerful source. I trust someone will take it serious this morning. Allow the grace of God to be applied to their lives, to permeate their spirit, and cause them to recognize that you are also a person who is able to access the grace of God and experience the joy of Jesus. We'll continue on this topic in the next segment. God bless.